It will provide that support that will sustain the sector during the prolonged period of lockdown, including these critical key summer months when we see the busiest time for events in Scotland, but also provide that stimulus and confidence to restart the sector when the time is right. Biggest challenges over the coming months will be, once the green light has been given for events to be able to restart, is ensuring that all the key components are in place to provide that confidence that everyone can operate in a safe and secure environment, whether that be the use of face masks or the social distancing requirements that might still exist. I think it's also important that we look at the how the supply chain, which is the key part of the components of delivery of our events, such as our infrastructure, the barriers you see at events, portaloos, the audiovisual systems and equipment, that all those support mechanisms remain in place. And this funding will help that significantly to ensure that that's clearly intact right the way through to 2021 and beyond. Scotland's events industry has worked really hard over the last 10 to 15 years to develop a world-class reputation for the nation as the perfect stage for events. And we must do everything in our power to protect that. We all remember the glorious 2014 of the Commonwealth Games and Ryder Cup, the European Championships in 2018, to name but a few.